If you smirked every time you attended a yoga class that starts with a namaste, and if you had the loudest laugh when coffee shops started selling turmeric tea lattes, then this podcast is for you, cause Desi culture in the West has gone way beyond just being a fad. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Did anyone go for those yoga classes back home during summer holidays? Mostly in school, and then sometimes during vacations, I used to join these classes back home. So I could make a statement that I have been practicing yoga on and off since the past 15 years or more. As a child, my parents fed me Chyawanprash every winter, and Multani Mitti was my go-to remedy for teenage acne. My granny would advise me to rub turmeric on rashes, and ginger teas were prepared back home every time one could sense the flu coming. Whether it is yoga or Ayurveda, these life sciences became a way of life for Desis in the most natural way possible. They became such a basic part of our daily lives that somewhere we started ignoring the fact that these were actually highly advanced scientific systems, and they deserved a level of respect and understanding of their own. Popular media continued its efforts in glorifying Western ways of life, and traditional common sense continued to become obsolete. Learning the Zumba or Pilates would be considered cooler than going to a yoga class, or basic Ayurvedic principles of health were overpowered by quick fix health or weight loss programs like keto diet or GM diet and whatnot. So much so that it became easier to find information about random fads and kind of unscientific quick fixes to health problems than going online or getting some word of mouth advice about the knowledge which was core to our Desi sensibility once upon a time. I too was one of those, you know. I knew about all the latest fads and I preferred Western knowledge over my roots because I too believed that it made me, I guess, smarter. Then I moved to America just a couple of years back and I was in for a surprise. Yoga studios and fancy Ayurveda stores are everywhere. And by yoga studios, I mean places teaching real yoga, almost true to its scriptures, not something that they have adulterated. I cannot comment on the scientific aspect of it, but I know that the attempt is definitely to look at yoga as a way of life and not just as a form of PT exercise. I went to a farmer's market one morning and I saw someone selling fresh turmeric and ginger root juices and talking about the health benefits of chewing on the fruit or juicing it every morning. This took me back to my childhood when my mother and my grandmother would try to pass this exact same knowledge on to me, but then I proudly ignored it because I felt like I was too cool for it. Things in the West were different though. While coconut oil found its way inside supermarkets and health food pantries, items like ghee, turmeric, ginger and curry leaves were making their way into the mainstream food vocabulary of people. Who remembers the time when coffee shops started selling haldi doodh by the name of turmeric tea lattes? We all laughed at how silly it was of the hipster generation to pay $6 or $7 for something that was the most common home remedy, our very own haldi wala doodh. But what we didn't do is realize that the West was starting to see the wealth of wisdom in our Indian practices, which we were somewhere starting to overlook. My wake-up call was when an American friend of mine, who is also a yoga instructor, invited me to a yoga meditation session that she had held. And it was the most powerful Shavasana relaxation and yoga meditation session I had ever experienced in my life. She has been practicing and learning yoga since the past 4 years, and she gave me a yoga experience like no one had done back home. I remember talking to her about yoga, life forms, and Indian cultural literature. She had shared her appreciation with me about ancient Indian literature, and we had long conversations about it. These passionate discussions were not something I had experienced with my Indian friends. And this is not because people disrespected the culture back home, but it is only because there wasn't enough exposure or interest to this wealth of knowledge back home. One of the biggest reasons is that our school education fails in delivering this information, which should otherwise be the core of our knowledge base. Media and popular culture, of course, do their part in widening the gap, and this brings us to our current space where most of us would know more about the Game of Thrones than we would about Mahabharata. And that's just one small example. I'm waking up to a wealth of knowledge our own country has to offer, and my interest continues to grow in our culture, mythology, our folk tradition, and our Desi sciences. We all have come to realize that the times have changed from when some Desi things used to be mere fads in the West. It's way beyond being a fad, and as flag bearers to these traditions, the onus for spreading the correct information is on us. And it isn't late. It's not late to pick up the pieces and move ahead. It's not really about claiming our culture, as it is about accepting and embracing our roots. It is our DNA, and it is sort of the life science that our body and our soul recognizes. If we need a reassurance from the West for adapting to the new ways of life, the reassurance is here. Let's become experts about our culture. Let's gain some knowledge about our roots, because that's what makes us special. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every Tuesday, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.